This is a Grown Folks Business exclusive.
I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright. The same spark that lights the dark so that you can know your left from your right. I am the...
Hello, I'm Quadri.
I'm Quinn.
I am me, myself, and I. Steph, introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Steph.
And this is Grown Folks Business.
And we're black.
We are.
Really? Because I'm dark white.
Sounds about white to me.
I am a Caucasian. Yes, we are here in person, in the flesh, honestly, truly.
Yes, it's me, you're alive in the flesh.
Iconic.
For another week of bullshit. How is everybody, you know?
Wait, before we go any further, I just want to address something that came to mind. What the fuck are the blind sides?
The blind what? Item. The blind item.
Yes,
the blind side is...
This bitch sound like right. She ordered something from KFC. What a blind side.
Is that fucking Sandra you know, Bullock
we
movie?
We were promised something. I haven't seen it yet. I just want to know where
well,
she
you
is
know,
and what time do you think she'll get here?
I'm very sorry about my broken promises, but I, you know, sometimes wow. We'll get to it when we get to it.
Honestly. You know, I don't think that Quinn is that good enough for you.
That'll work.
Bitch! Anyway,
so you can listen to us on iTunes, where you can review us and rate us 5 stars. You can also listen to us on the TuneIn and Stitcher apps, as well as Google Play.
And tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yes.
And don't forget to like and rate us.
Check out audible.com or audibletrial.com/grownfolksbusiness for your audiobook needs. They have over 180,000 titles to choose from, so you're sure to find something you like. How was everybody's week? Quinn, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. No complaints on this side.
That's good. Alex?
Very, 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 very good. So good. God has blessed me in many ways.
Stas?
I just like to thank him for all that he has done for me. My soul yells out hallelujah. Thank God.
Sass.
I said it was okay.
Well, bitch, Alice was talking over you.
Well, I did.
Actually, fuck your week.
I didn't like it either, bitch, so it ain't hurting me.
Anyway, my week was better than all of yours because I went to see Beyonce, but we'll get to that.
Woo-hoo!
So why don't we get into these?
Did you think it was? I guess I'll ask you later.
Yes, but why don't we get into some of the topics?
Sure. Okay, so first up, the news lately has been more so centered around, nope, I can't say that. I was going to say it's been centered around Atlanta and LA, but that's not true. But who likes chicken and waffles?
A combination.
I don't think so. But
It's too right. Ethnic for me.
Too ethnic for me.
Yes.
One of your favorite restaurants, well, one of the people in Atlanta's favorite restaurant, Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffle, is currently going through a whole lot of mess right now.
Wait, there's a restaurant called Chicken and Waffles?
Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffles, yes.
Roscoe's not suing her for that.
Whatever. Well, she's suing for it because she said that she is claiming that she allegedly told her son, because it's her son's restaurant, and he decided that he wanted to open up a chicken and waffles restaurant, but he wanted to use her name to bring more people to it. So, you know, by being her son, she was like, cool. But the son recently has gotten into some mess. He's allegedly been arrested for tax invasion. And they said that the store is doing like very bad on the health inspection and stuff like that. It's been on the news as well too. So she want her name taken off of the building. She not want to be Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffles. She would rather be Chicken and Waffles or use his own name. And he is claiming that he not doing it because he feel like it's not her. He said that she did not have the right mental capacity to, you know, say that she don't want her name part of the building no more. He think it's somebody else speaking for her. I apologize about that. And she like, no, this is me in the flesh, like how we started the show off with. And she want her name off, so she is taking him to court for it.
Bitch.
He tried to say that she has Alzheimer's, and she is claiming that she don't. She claiming that she's being blackmailed by him as well.
Ain't that some shit?
Girl.
Now, when I first read this, it kind of caught me off guard, because all I seen was Gladys Knight suing her son. And I was like, you know, it's already bad enough. Romeo is getting sued by his mom as well.
So I was just seeing that.
So it just sucks that all these kids are out here getting sued by their children. But when I looked into the story...
Meanwhile, Gladys Knight's son is probably all of like 50.
All of like a smooth 48. Mm. But what you can call it... But as I read into the story, I was like, oh, well, you know, you could really avoid getting sued just by like taking her name off of the building. And they said that the contract for her name being on the building was actually up in January, and she never signed back on. So if she wanted to, she could just go out there and snatch her name down right now.
So why don't she?
Well, you know, she's an old woman. She might get her ass kicked by her 48-year-old son. So I don't think she's going to take that.
Okay. Bitch, this whole story sounds a mess. First of all, this sounds like some real nigga shit, because... Chicken and waffles, for one. Two, Gladys fucking Knight. And three, it sounds just like a nigga to a raggedy nigga at that to use his famous mother's name to sell some fucking chicken and then not even have the audacity, like not even have the wherewithal to keep the restaurant up to health standards, and I'm sure they're not making no profits either, girl.
Yeah, they really not. But what you gonna call it? They like, oh, well, when the restaurant first opened, she would always be in there. So now all of a sudden she don't want to be a part of it no more. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure like when the grand opening started, she was like, hey, just to let people know, yeah, this is me, Gladys Knight. But now that, who, imagine being in the, you a legend, and you just up in there, just sitting there looking at people with a low health inspection. Oh no.
What he want her to do? Take orders? Like bus tables?
He want her to be in that for every time they fail a health inspection. She just come up in there while people eating. Is it a gun?
Shut up.
Is it a waffle?
Gladys was there to cut the ribbon at grand opening, and then she took the midnight train back the fuck to her house and is collecting her checks.
Gladys said the Golden Girls come on at the time when the restaurant be popping. So I had to choose between the Golden Girls and the restaurant.
And honestly,
I'm going to choose the Golden
Girls. Exactly. But that's sad. Whatever.
It really is. Moving on to other things. Or more so younger news. Dad's favorite couple, Robin.
Hold on. You can't just throw things like that out there. Because I was expecting some news on Drea and Orlando. So you have to not lie. Don't lie, Alex.
Did they break up again?
No, bitch. We together forever now. Check that.
Oh yeah, you know Drea is in Vogue now.
A queen.
Vogue Brazil. Let's get it correct.
Oh lord.
Okay, bitch. When Nikki got that little Vogue Italia, y'all thought she was winning until y'all find out it was Italia. So let my bitch have her Brazil, just like your bitch have her Italia, and let's move
I mean, she can have Brazil. That is great. I'm just making sure that our listeners understand specifically what she's doing.
Drea, come to Brazil. Hashtag Drea, come to Brazil.
One like to hate a home.
But Stav's favorite couple, Blac Chyna and Ra, recently has been in a shitload of mess. So, as I'm pretty sure all of us was, because we was all tweeting about it, we were sitting there tweeting about, you know, the debate with Hillary and Donald Trump, that what would you call that, a Cartoon Network show of a debate. And out of nowhere, Ra was just like, Kylie number, and put her number up. So everybody just like, what the hell? So everybody thought he was hacked, and then he like, I'm not hacked. This is Rob, bro.
Nah,
and
he's like this Rob dog, like he Brandy, Randy or some shit like that.
And then he was like, what you gonna call it? He was like, oh, you're gonna have a baby shower for me and not even invite the mother of my child to it. He was like, what he say? Something about y'all out of y'all. He was like, y'all crazy as hell, dog. And I'm like, and I literally, everybody said the same thing. Everybody either said it's either Chyna tweeting for him, or two, maybe it's just not a baby shower for her. Now, I always know from, like, because it's like, I've been knowing about baby showers for a long time. People usually have a separate baby shower because it'd be some shit that go on at female baby showers that shouldn't be male viewed unless you know. Hello. But that's what literally everybody was saying. And then even Chyna mother had got on Facebook. Yes, the Queen Tokyo Toni logged on to Instagram. Like Christian said, Ian submit Donald Fry talking about something.
She just needs to shut up. She's just embarrassing.
She got on that and called Ross. She basically called him stupid as hell. She was like, what the hell? She was like, even if Chyna was to go to the baby shower, what's she supposed to get out of it? What she's supposed to get out of? She like long as they gave her gifts, that's all that matters. And she was telling him to basically shut up because he messing it up for her and for Chyna. So that happened. So and everybody then, just like
no, but tell him what Tokyo did again.
What she did again? She went at them again.
No, you know TMZ broke this cute little story. You know, saying the show was fake, and you know Rob and Chyna, you know, don't really speak, and they're just talking until the show or whatever Lisa's done. They have to keep doing
this. Oh, but we've been saying that for like 3 weeks now.
No, but listen, they've been doing that. They just doing that till they have to get married or some shit like that for the show. So, you know, Tokyo was like, you know, TMZ not lying this time. She's like, you know, trust me, Rob mouth is too huge for his own self. I'm going to teach him how we do it in the Black community.
Oh, yeah. And she was like, what you call it? She was like, I'm going to teach him how Black mothers raise a child.
Yeah. So, you know, she's a mess. I told you a long time to put a mouth. I'm not going to say it. You know, cover her mouth. You know, she just needs to shut the fuck up. She's embarrassing.
But sometimes she
I told y'all from the get-go that this was too, you know, urban for E. Y'all called me a coon and a nigger. And, you know, now look at what's happening.
Well, that's not really what I wanted to get into, but I had to give them, like, the meat and the, not the meat and the potato. I had to get them a size with the main dish. But what I really wanted to get into was out of nowhere, Blac Chyna decided to leak Rob phone number. Now we was all like, what the heck is going on? But according to Chyna, the reason why she leaked his number is because she wanted to make sure that he was not texting bitches. Now I'm gonna let Stas, because I love Chyna, I'm gonna let Stas go in with how she feel about it, because me and her kind of got the same opinion.
A dumb bitch. Well, a very dumb bitch. Well, Jesus, so let me tell you.
I wasn't gonna say all that, my God.
A very dumb bitch. You know, her reasoning for leaking his number was so he could stop texting bitches. So listen, so this is what she did. She wants him to stop texting bitches. So she puts his number on Twitter for more bitches to get his number and text him.
So yeah, you know, that's what I was saying. Like, I didn't, I'm like,
I just feel like,
well, I think, well, not to even defend her, because it was stupid, but I think her reasoning was, well, he would obviously change his number, so.
Oh. But I mean, if he know the girl's number, I mean, he's just going to give his new number to the other girl.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's not changing the contacts in his phone, though. Like, he's still going to text who he was texting before. So that was stupid.
Have his new number.
Yeah. She just made him get a new number.
She just wanted to be petty.
She just wanted attention, you know.
Even if you know, these now she got to deal with new bitches, you know.
Like, dumb as hell. I'm sorry. And then she gonna record him talking about we good. Like, it's just loud and wrong.
That's loud.
It was very abusive. How does it feel, Robbie? He's just sitting there smiling with all that hurt on his face. What would be said on Twitter? Tweet through that hurt. That's how he's sitting there.
You know, he's just red, rubbing his face. He don't know whether to smile or choke her. You know.
How does it feel, Robbie? It feel good.
Honestly, if they weren't famous, this shit wouldn't have been on China's Snapchat. It would have been on Jerry Springer, because that's exactly what it looked like.
Truly.
Exactly. That poor man.
And then he gained back all the weight that he lost, supposedly.
Oh yeah.
She helped him not one bit, you know. Everyone was talking about how, oh, you know, China's in his life. This is what he needed, you know. He dropped 20 pounds and gained 60. Look at that man.
Like I say, I think of a family that said, and it's gonna be harder this time because China was the one who helped him get who helped him lose weight. So if she out of his life, how is he gonna be able to manage?
This shit
he better call that down gym and shut down that YouTube video and he's like, dive your big ass down.
They pray to God. He better pray to God that they do another Dancing with the Stars All-Stars season so they can bring him back and he can drop some of that weight.
You know,
they're going to drop his ass when they try to lift his ass up. They don't.
Yeah, he should go on The Biggest Loser.
That's it. He needs tough love. The only thing that happens is people keep blaming them, though. Like, people keep blaming his family, but they actually tried to help him.
Well,
it was the family. I think they said it was Rita Ora. Yeah.
No, bitch. No, what are you talking about?
Yes, Rita Ora.
Was
you
what?
He said it. He said it himself. He was like, when he went through his breakup.
No, I'm not talking about Dana, the reason he fat. I mean, they're the reason he stayed fat. Like, everyone says that never helped him, but they did. He would shut them the fuck out.
Wasn't there an episode when they brought food to the house for him to?
That was hilarious when Kim brought food to the house. That was she put a black China. She put a dumb thing. She tried to get him to like realize that he was eating too much by bringing a whole bunch of food to the house. He ate all that food and went into the freezer and got ice cream and was like,
okay, but that's not the first time that happened.
He was
like,
but
that
she didn't have to help.
Her thinking was that, okay, I'm going to guilt him. She was trying to guilt him into stop eating.
Okay, well,
it just so happened that he was a fat bitch and he, Pac-Man, ate all that shit up.
I've been fat before. You bringing out food into a house to try to teach me a lesson ain't going to do shit. I'm going to just eat the fucking food.
Okay, but if he's on The Biggest Loser and they bring food to that motherfucking house, he's gonna be guilted.
Well, Kim is not a person. Nobody's personal trainer.
Exactly. That's why it didn't work. That's why she was dumb.
Exactly.
She laid up in that bed and just thought she did her good deed. He walked upstairs to that ice cream from my son. There's nothing better than sharing ice cream with your sister. She looked like, what in the fuck?
Like, what was her plan? Whatever. Never mind. I don't need an answer. I'm done.
I don't feel like The Biggest Loser is going to help him, because I feel like he's just going to leave, and I think you can leave if you want to.
But I feel like he's not built for any kind of tough, any situation. The only thing that happens is, like, they're tough for him. He shuts them out, apologize, and feed his fat ass. So it's like, it's lose-lose. He's just going to be a bitch all his life. He's a mother's boy. And
is he seeing a mental health professional? Because I think he needs to, honestly, at this point. Because,
you know, he was never the successful one. You know, I feel like Kylie is more successful at her age than he ever was.
Well, if you only watched...
Only thing he really did with his life was that there was after George socks.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was trying to buy some of those socks when he was my favorite Kardashian. Don't judge me. Everybody supported Kardashian.
Yeah, he had nice socks.
If yes, and when that... I went on there, he was only selling two at a time.
No, it's true. I feel like the website is still up, probably. Hold on.
And he's still only selling two at a time.
If you watched that season of Dancing with the Stars he was on, it was basically all about how he was like the lost Kardashian and how he's trying to make a name for himself. And it was like, it was funny to watch, not like funny, haha, but like fun. It was weird to watch. And I sort of like grew to like him. And I think a lot of people grew to like him because before, nobody really gave a shit about him because it was just...
He was always my favorite Kardashian. He was my favorite Kardashian until even when he had gained all that weight, I was still like, you know, y'all shouldn't do Raw like that. Even with the whole China thing, I was like, you know, Khloe's a bitch and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, you gotta do something. Like, something gotta give.
No, you know, he was never really my fave, you know. He always, you know, slut-shamed my mother Kim. And, you know, I wasn't here for it. So, you know, when he was fat and depressed,
did y'all hear about his crush being on Kim when he was younger?
You know, I saw it and I didn't click the link.
At all. Nope.
You didn't hear about it?
I heard about it, but I avoided it like the plague. I scrolled right past that link. I didn't hear about that.
The first time I heard about that, it was on the radio on the Elvis Duran show. And he was like, Rob Kardashian, his first ever crush was on his sister, Kim Kardashian. And I was trying to go to sleep. I rose up out of the bed like the Undertaker. I said, this is some really, you know, mayonnaise type stuff going on right here. Like, my God. So, yeah, that was his first crush. But thank God they said it didn't go anywhere past just the crush.
I'm not on it.
That's not even like an Oedipus complex. I don't know what the fuck to call that. So
it's incest. That's what it is.
Well, it's not technically incest because he's like four, I'm sure. But
what you call it, Scarface? Did he have a crush on his sister too?
I don't know.
She just assumed that even when he would like beat up all her boyfriends and like at the end, right before she got killed, she like, you wanna fuck me, that's why. And it was just a hot mess.
Moving on
to things that really matter. Everybody's favorite auntie is back out here in these streets after her divorce. Mary J. Blige and Hillary Clinton, two women who was the lover and the secretary.
Oh God.
If an officer stops you,
you know what? Can you please
always be polite?
Is it a gun?
Is it? Her hand motions in that video were killing me because when the way she like was moving her hand, like motioning when she was like, "Is it a gun? Is it?" I was like screaming, and then when she grabbed Hillary's hand, bitch was like, "What are we?" What is this? Like
Hillary just is sitting there looking like, you know, y'all didn't tell me that this was gonna happen at all. I wasn't prepared for this. I honestly feel like Hillary Clinton was sitting there wondering whether or not she should have known the song and didn't know that she was just being like, this is like a new song. Hillary felt like she should know that it was a song already. Like she was like, shit, why didn't y'all send me this shit on Apple Music?
Like Mary, it's so weird whenever Mary covers like any song, because I was like, I was listening to this and I'm hearing Bruce Springsteen's version and I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? Girl, nobody asked you to sing this song. And then she's going to talk about, well, it's a very important song to me, because I watched some of the interview and I skipped a lot of it because I just wanted to get to that part. And she was like, well, I have a song here, originally by Bruce Springsteen. And she played it off the iPad, which I thought was hilarious. Because if you see her, she's like fiddling with the iPad, trying to play it for a few seconds. And I was like, girl, this is not a good look.
Well, she claimed that the reason why she did so is because she said she wanted to incorporate a song in the show because the lyric resonated with her so deeply. She said, I am a singer first, and that's the only way I can express myself.
Then why are you doing this interview show if that's the only way?
She said the only way
What I'm mad at is she really said that like she don't have a whole show on Apple Music Weekly expressing herself.
She has that radio Beats One show, and now she has this Apple Music
one. She said, the only way I can get that reaction from Clinton is to sing it. I didn't warm up, I just sang.
Whoa. We know, we could tell.
I didn't warm up, I just sang it. It was organic, and that's how it went. Hopefully, I believe she felt it. I think she did. Now, you know, I love me some Mary J. Blige, but you know. You know but what you
Mary,
call?
Auntie. Let's you leave the Negro spirituals alone for a while.
By the way, that song was also problematic because it's like, if an officer stops you, always be polite. I mean, there have been people who were polite and have been shot dead. So it's not even like she was making like a grand political statement.
Promise mama you'll keep your hands in your pocket. I'm like, who child are you talking about? Because Mary, you ain't.
Is Mary your mother?
No, I don't.
No.
She said it wasn't her child. It was some other woman's child. She said it's your child and it really messed her up. How could you deny your own flesh and blood?
Girl, this song was written by a white man. I don't understand why she felt that this was going to resonate with the current movement, but sure.
It wasn't even, that's the thing, because it wasn't the fact that she sounded bad. It was just how random it was.
So
that's
random.
Yeah.
You know, it's just how she needs to stop putting herself in these situations.
Exactly. She always does it to herself. And other people, no, she lets these people play her.
Exactly.
Because like I would have sung that song and I would have been like 2 minutes right afterward. You know, I called the Holy Ghost, edit that out.
Right.
Edit that out.
Who was in Mary's camp? Like, who let her do crispy chicken? Who let her do...
Well, Cantu let her do crispy chicken.
Well...
And I don't understand because she said that she felt like she was played during the crispy chicken thing. But I'm like, how can you watch... You watched this and you said it.
You got the script for this? You saw the director's vision for this commercial? How were you played, girl?
She didn't feel like she was played until once everybody was just like, really, Mary? Really? Really?
And this is
but you know what? I wasn't even mad at that song. I found that song hilarious, quite honestly.
I wasn't offended by it at all. But I just thought it was funny because I'm like, why are you putting it? Why are you doing it?
Right. It's and you know what, Mary? You're not alone. It's a whole bunch of icons, legends that do the most off the wall stuff. And we just be like, why would you even put yourself in this situation?
Like Mariah doing that tired ass reality show she's going to do and.
Celery, diabetes.
Shut up.
No boy, don't.
And Mariah singing live, like she, you know.
Britney Spears teaming up with G Eazy. It's just Usher.
That album cover.
That album cover scared me.
Oh my god!
They could have at least tried to make it look like Usher. That looked like that emoji in the phone.
Bitch, they brought my mother at gunpoint.
Who? Jenna got robbed.
Bitch, they took my mother's purse.
Who?
Lord, all the children.
Wait, what happened?
Kim.
Bitch, what happened?
Bitch, secure the pearl.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm a little shook right now, you know. I won't be okay until you they told me that, you know, they secured my mother's pearls. But all I know if the people are telling me that they
robbed my mother's business exclusive.
you know, the family insider is my mother got robbed at gunpoint.
In that damn pit.
They were dressed as cops. Bitch, they tied her up, bitch.
Oh Lord.
This is ain't funny. They took everything. Bitch, don't play like this. You know.
Kim, there's people that are dying.
And it's like, about to be her ass.
Well, we'll keep you updated on this story. However, moving on to something else.
Wait a minute.
They done got my mother naked in the streets of Paris?
As if she hasn't been there before.
Bitch! Now is not the time.
Wow.
You're doing such a great job, Kim.
I saw that fucking... Somebody did a thread of Kardashian moments and I saw that clip. Oh, shit.
Okay, now we can move on. Sorry, well, we got a grown folk business exclusive, so when we tweet that out, we can already have it. Fifty Cent versus the cast of Empire. Well, 50 Cent, new day, new victim. Honestly, truly, when would it ever stop? 50 Cent posted with a picture of Taraji P. Henson.
We have to talk about
this. You don't want to talk about it? We could definitely move on because that was long and mess. Everybody just said 50 Cent, he got issues. That was about it.
I don't want to talk about that nigga. He's so childish. Fuck him.
Right. Yeah. Move on. Okay. Stats, have you gotten your stuff together?
No, I'm not.
Well, I need your help.
I need you. I need you right now.
It's this picture of this white woman on my timeline, and I can't tell you if it's supposed to be a statue of Taylor Swift, Sia, or Kylie Jenner.
Bitch.
I'm going to send it to y'all right now, but I cannot tell y'all what's going on.
Oh, Lord.
Well, what's the next story?
It's a story that I need Stas to cover. It's the Beanie Sigel talking about his incident with Meek Mill.
Stas is in... Oh, Lord. Who the hell is this? Anywho.
Is it Sia? Is it Kylie? Or is it Taylor Swift? I'm lost.
It's Taylor Swift. But,
see, I get Taylor Swift from the wig, but I get Sia from the dresser. And I get Kylie from the lips.
I'm getting Taylor from the face and the hair. Anyway, this Beanie Sigel story.
That's just, you know, you can make it real quick. You can get back to sobbing right afterward. Stas done left the show.
Oh, shit.
Stas said, I am on the first flight to Paris right now.
Well, anyway, this will be a great time for me to talk about going to see Beyonce.
Right, go ahead. You do it.
So, Thursday night, Beyonce graced the city of brotherly love with her presence. The Formation World Tour came to Philadelphia, and I had purchased tickets on Monday after I talked to y'all about it last week, and I talked to God about it, and I looked at my bank account, and I said, okay. And so I purchased these tickets. And the day of the show, it was pouring rain all day. And I was like, well, this is some bullshit. But of course, the show went on. So I took the subway down to Lincoln Financial Field, where she was performing. I got there at about 8 o'clock.
DJ, I got a question for you.
Yes.
You got there late?
No. The show started at 7:30, quote unquote, which meant Khaled's set started at 7:30. And I was like, well, that's cute. I'll be there at 8.
So. Your show is in Philly, right?
Yep.
Yeah, who did he bring out? Did he bring out anybody special?
No.
Is that the show when he fell? Oh, no.
No.
Mm-mm. But, okay, I got a question for you. Did you think it was Beyonce all 8 times when they kept doing that like we did?
No, because I knew, first of all, because I've heard y'all talk about it. I've heard everybody talk about it. I knew as soon as niggas started cheering for Lemonade promos and Chloe and Halle videos and all the other bullshit, I was like, that's not her. I know when it'll be her. And then as soon as the lights fucking cut off, I was like, that's her. Here she comes.
That's her.
She's here. And bitch, was she there? Oh my God.
It like was... the damn poltergeist. They're back.
That was a show, honey. I mean, I just... Quinn, you should have gone. Like, when...
I know.
That's the reason I was like... Because I was like, oh, she'll come back when I was debating whether or not I should go. And then I was like, but let me go anyway, because you never know. Who the fuck knows? And this tour is, you know, I've heard things about this tour, that this tour is amazing and outstanding and wonderful and iconic and legendary. And I was like, I need a ticket. So I just decided to get up and go. And I'm so glad I did, even though I am currently sick because I was out in the rain for 3 hours. I don't give a fuck. It was well worth it. And that's all I have to say about that. Well, now, no, it's not, because I'm going to keep talking about my experience. So I knew I was going to love Formation. I knew I was going to get life from that. I knew I was going to get life from Hold Up into Countdown.
Did you lose your shit during the Bama part?
Yes. I did not know that the bitch was going to do Mine, which is like top 2 from self-titled. So I was like... I lost it when she fucking started it. I lost it during All Night. Like, there were parts where I knew I was going to have, like, a visceral reaction to whatever was going on stage. However, I did not know that I was just going to do that throughout the entire show. And there were points where I'm like, why the fuck is she doing? Like, Sorry was, like, the 3rd song she performed. I'm like, why is this bitch doing these songs so early? Why is she doing, like... And it's because
she fucked you up throughout the whole show.
And it's why. Because the show never, like, there's never a point of low energy. There's never a point where she performs a song you don't give a fuck about. There's never a point during the show. And I was just in awe of the sheer production value and her talent. And she sounded great that night. And I know a lot of the girls were talking about how, oh, you know, she's tired because it's near the end of the tour. She sounded the fuck good. During my concert, and just the fucking pyrotechnics during what, Freedom and some other song, I don't remember.
Ring the Alarm.
Don't
probably.
Hurt Yourself. Yes, and Ring the Alarm. Bitch, there were so many moments. The one part I will, when she started Freedom, she, and maybe it was just my eyes, I don't know, maybe I was tired, but I have a feeling she was lip-syncing Freedom, or at least a part of it. But, you know, you didn't hear it from me. Who knows? I could be wrong.
She probably listened.
That was the one probably part I clocked.
Got it pre-recorded. You remember how they when Rihanna had their dad performing, when she had to perform and the rain had came down?
Yeah.
And they was like, she had to pre-record it because it'll mess up the mic.
Right.
Probably hit static all through the microphone.
But she, bitch, even if she was lip syncing, she was dancing in that water, so I don't even give a fuck, because they did that. It was an amazing show.
They did what?
That. Next time I go to see Beyonce, I will definitely have floor seats, because this time I bought lower level seats, because I was like, you know, mm-hmm. I wasn't planning
gotta
to say, go in advance.
Gotta say that pretty penny, I get you.
But next time I will have floor seats.
But now that you
real lit, honestly.
With you having lower level seats, now I could ask you, because that's what I've been trying to tell everybody. What you have in lower level seats, don't like the stage and like everything, it resonates throughout the whole arena.
The whole
fucking, not the stadium, my bad. The whole stadium.
That fucking, and what's the thing? The monolith, that big ass box. Bitch. That you can see at that. The production value, oh my God. Like, and the tour is almost over, so I can't even tell you to, like, go see it. But, like, if you saw it, then you know there is so much going on. You don't even really and this sounds stupid because obviously you're going to the concert to see Beyonce, but you don't even really have to look at her. Look at the screen, and the fucking visuals are amazing.
Yeah, because that's the thing. That's what I was going to say. During my show, I was so busy paying attention to her that by the time, like, when I went home to, like, watch the videos on YouTube again, yes, I done went back and watched the tour all over again, probably 8 times. I'm like, wow, I didn't even see all of that on the screen. Like, when she did the ringing the alarm or Diva, and she like dropped down and like hold the little thing down, and it looked like she like holding dolls, and it's actually her. I'm like, I didn't even see all of that stuff. So
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff I missed too. And I was talking to somebody else the day after the show who was in, they were in like the 200s. I was in the lower level in the 100s, and somebody was up in like the nosebleed. Well, lower level isn't the nosebleeds, but they were up in the nosebleeds. And they were even like, girl, the show was fantastic. Like, it didn't make a difference. I mean, clearly you can't see Beyonce herself in the flesh. Like, she's standing right in front of you.
In the flesh.
But
I always gotta say, like Wanda from In Living Color, in the flesh.
But the show itself is phenomenal. And I just, it was a once in a lifetime opportunity for that particular formation tour. But God, it was just an amazing show. So
I was not expecting her to bring it during the formation tour, because I had already went to the On the Run tour, and you know, it's always that talk about Beyonce that she gonna perform the same thing the same way over and over and over again. So when I heard about the formation tour, I kind of Roscoe's wet suited, which is like, whatchamacallit, that's like Atlanta slang, I guess, for just doing it because everybody else did it. Like, Stas, and it was like, because I was going to go buy a ticket to see Rihanna, and Stas was like, no, we're going to go see Beyonce. So I was like, okay, I guess I won't be seeing Rihanna no more then. All right. So I went and I bought it, and I'm like, as I had the ticket, I was like, I already seen her before. I never seen Rihanna before. Like, I'm like, I hope she don't perform like these same songs the same. Like, I hope she don't perform the same set over and over again. And by the time I got there, listen, edges gone.
Gone.
I was just sitting there looking like, well, damn. I say, okay. I wasn't expecting to be blown away like that. I should have known I was going to be blown away like that because it's fucking Beyonce, but I wasn't expecting it, all right?
And I was standing like in front of this black couple, these women, like one of this woman bought her wife a ticket to the show because her wife was a stan, but the woman who bought the tickets had never been to a Beyonce show. And so they were back there getting their lives. And then I was next to these two white girls who were stans. And I was just like,
that's her show. That formation tour is the only show I ever been to where you don't even have to know the people that you're around, and just feel like y'all all came together. Like, I swear, the woman, it was an older woman, like, way older. Probably like she bought her grandkids ticket. She was on top of the chairs, going off. She was pointing at me, waiting on me to rebuttal the lyric that she done spit, and I'm spitting it right back to her, like, come on, me and you, it's me and you, let's do this. We tag teaming all the songs that she doing. Stas sitting there recording, she sitting there going at it with Breonna Perry mama, huh? Breonna Perry mama sitting there, they doing they back and forth thing, they going at it with the song, and it was just a big fun atmosphere.
It was still raining at that point, and I'm sitting up in there with a poncho and a hoodie and a jacket, and I'm like, and Khaled's on stage, and I'm like, oh god, this is so fucking, I can't, like, this bitch is trying me. And then she was supposed to get on stage at 9, and it was like 9:15, and I was like, this bitch, I can't stand her ass. She got me out here in this motherfucking rain. I'm ready to leave. This shit is, and then the lights dimmed, and then the fucking monolith, the box, big ass, like that shit lit up, and I was like in a trance for the next 2.5 hours. It was like, ugh. I could not take the fucking show. It was so amazing, and I was like, when it ended, I was like, oh my god.
Are you talking about Beyonce?
Yes. And when it ended, I was just depressed because I was like, why the fuck did it have to end?
That was literally me.
And like when she was going down the stage, she was riding that whatever the fuck is called thing down the stage that lowers her into the stage. I was like, ugh. And School in Life, the instrumental the School in Life was playing, I was just like, fuck this. I don't want it to be over. Like, ugh. It was such an experience. I can't even.
Did anybody stress. At the pool in your section? Did you have any problems in your section?
The only problem not? I had was I was in the aisle seat. So niggas wanted to like be, I had a little extra room in the aisle. So I was dancing in the aisle and niggas wanted to be walking up and down every fucking 5 minutes. And I was elbowing niggas because I'm like, I'm not, bitch, listen. You know, right. Don't Hurt Yourself is on. Sorry is on. Count. Hold Up, transitioning into Countdown is on. I Got the Keys is on. I'm not about to fuck. No, you're not going to ruin my time. You're not. But no, I had a great time. It was a great experience. Other than the rain that got me sick, it was.
I'm telling you, Stats can tell you, the girls next to me, her drunk ass fell down on the chair. You know, we sitting there, we got floor seats. So, you know, the chair's full.
Yeah.
She falling down the chairs 8 times, like over and over and over and over again. All the chairs are just going down, like it's just like domino, dum, 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 dum. And the woman behind me, the woman who I told you, like she had to be, you know, with her grandkid. She had to tell her, she was like, "Listen, bitch, you're not control your liquor. You need to sit down."
Was Jennifer Lewis at your fucking show?
I'm Jennifer motherfucking Lewis.
Don't fuck with me. But what you call it, she'd sit down for like 3 minutes and then she'd get right back up and fall right back down.
Bitch, that should have had her escorted out, fucking up everybody's time. Please.
Right.
Bitch, they took 1 million in my mother's jewelry.
They what you call it. They what am I about to say?
But anyway, it was.
Oh, you said they should have escorted her out. They would have She would have went down. No, I was feeling like whatchamacallit, Wendy Williams when she kept knocking all the chairs down. Like, all right, bitch, if I fall, this gonna be a hell of a fall. Okay, let's get it together.
Well, anyway, that's a good segue to say that Beyonce is obviously my best of the week. So
yeah, Beyonce my best of the week too, but it's not for that reason. It's for your show, but it's not for that reason.
Also, that fucking Ivy Park, I don't know, was it a singlet or was it just a, I don't remember. Whatever that gold Ivy Park shirt she had on was the fuck fly. She looked gorgeous and she sounded gorgeous. What the fuck? How is she even, I was literally watching this shit in disbelief that this is a real person. like, oh my God, what? Oh, insane.
I'm so dead.
But yes, Beyonce is my best of the week. Why is she your best of the week, Alex?
Alright, because at your show, what people don't know is a lot of people in the audience were teachers and students.
Yes.
Now, I'm pretty sure you're like, huh? Beyonce gifted over... Let me make sure I got the right number, because you know you gotta be accurate when it comes down to Beyonce. You can't just be saying, I assume.
Exactly.
So,
well, meanwhile...
Right, you feel me?
Where you're getting the correct figure, I will tell you that my cousin was actually there because of those free tickets. So
Beyonce gifted hundreds of students and teachers in Philadelphia school district with tickets to her tour. Now listen, we all know Philly been going through a winning drought. So she is really trying to help you guys like get a W in some way, shape, or form.
Shady bitch.
I have to text my cousin back and ask her where her seats were, because if they were better than mine, it's going to be a problem.
You switching schools. Billy Madison on their ass. Back to school.
And I said, you know what? The Philadelphia school district deserves these tickets, because, you know, mess. But broke college students deserve them too. So I don't understand why she couldn't just, you know, swing a couple my way, but it's fine. I bought mine, and it's fine. I'm not bad. Quinn?
Ticketmaster.
Are we on best of the week?
Yeah,
Ticketmaster used to do that student discount. I don't know why they stopped.
But I ain't fucking right. For me.
They stopped. Because that shit was trying to use that on my, whatchamacallit, for my Bad Boy show, or my Kanye show. And they were just like, okay, you go to school, you can afford them books, right?
Mm. Kanye's here next week, too, but I don't have the funds for that. So, I mean, I do, but honestly, I don't feel like spending
that. Honestly, the cheaper the better for the Kanye show.
Why? Just because of the stage and the air.
It's the stage. It's not even that. It's just what you can call it. Like, you get it. I feel like you got a better view. And on top of that, like, it depends on, like, what kind of person you are. Because I was trying to, like, get some memories in my phone. Like photos and videos and stuff like that. And by the stage moving, me and staff are, like, really, like, running back and forth, up and down the, like, general admission part. And everybody else was, too.
I was so. General admission.
You see, the thing is, if you go in for, you know, the artistic, you know, photos and stuff, you should just get a seat sitting down, because let me tell you, in the pit, you know, you'll probably get 1 out of 50 attempts.
I really, to be honest. No, she's so true.
You might as well just take a video, like, and screenshot some frames, because...
No, I'm like, so sick of watching. I seen somebody picture, and they was like, I think they was either in general admission or they was on the floor, but they didn't, like, chase him when his thing moved. So I tried to, like, I say, damn, they got a good view. I looked at my picture. I had to zoom in, try to hold the
camera. It looks like a Mr. Krabs blur.
You know,
that's unfortunate.
but if you go in for, like, do you know, the experience, and you just, you know, if you're, like, you know, a Ye fan and you just want to experience the pit, because, like, you never know who's going to pop up in your pit. So if you're just going for that, then the pit is the way to go. Like, you know, I wouldn't trade the pit.
What's that going to say? Is Trina going to be here in the pit? I like to die. Just imagining Trina.
Having her own damn concert in the pit.
I was mad as hell, because every other show had, like, a celebrity in the pit. And... I don't know. Right.
We got some old man, some dude who Kanye knew personally. Some basketball player, I think. Mm.
Ooh.
And then Kim, but we didn't even see Kim. We just saw Jonathan.
I didn't even see Kim until she was walking the fuck out.
Y'all saw Jonathan?
Yeah.
That's worse than not seeing anybody at all.
Cause everybody was just like, oh, Kim, and then we just all was like looking like, where's she at? And then I just seen Jonathan walking down the stairs, and
the only reason I knew it was Kim, because I didn't have the Kim chance, but, you know, black person, and, you know, in our instinct is, you know, when you see a group of people running, you run with them, and, you know, the crowd just took off from Kanye's stage, you know, everyone's attention left him, and they ran to the side. So I'm like, well, who the fuck is over there? So I run to the side and I see Jonathan, and, you know, I see Tristan, you know, Chloe's boyfriend, but I don't see Kim and Chloe. So I was up the fuck set. But yeah, my mother was there. We were in the same room.
Well,
did you feel her energy once you realized she was there?
I honestly felt the positivity and the love. I felt it.
And a warm voice.
Mm-mm. Anyway, Quinn.
Wait, okay. I have a question.
Of course.
When is this title concert?
The 15th.
On the 15th.
It's called 10/15.
Of October?
Yes.
10th month, 15th day.
Where is the promo?
It's time.
Well, the ticket's already sold out, so I feel like the credit thing, they don't gotta do no promo.
Is it in New York?
Yeah. At Barclays.
Oh, well, Nicki did a promo on BBR. That horrible ass promo.
Well, They asked her.
They said, are you doing a full set, or is it going to just be 2 or 3? So she said, buy tickets to the show.
Oh, was Nicki on BBR tonight?
Yeah. She was real briefly.
I feel like this is long.
I didn't even hear that question about the damn concert. Yeah, and she said, buy... She petty talking about buy a ticket to the show, like, tickets haven't sold out. in the first 10 minutes they went on sale.
No, and then it was so funny because she said, buy tickets to the show, and the dude was like, what you call it? The dude say, he said, I won't be able to come to the show because I'm going to be in L.A. She said, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about anybody who was in New York.
Rude.
I missed that whole part. I can't stand her. She answered my question. I asked her if we were going to get another mixtape, and her being the petty queen that she is.
She would like to, and it would be good for her fans and good for her.
But she doesn't know.
Yeah, but she don't know.
How you don't know what you want to do?
How you don't know what you're going to do with your career?
You need to worry about your life and your career. So can I get my best of the week?
Go.
I've been trying.
I know. So actually at first I didn't have one, but now that we were talking, I'm going to go ahead and I guess give my best of the week to Stas's mom.
What?
To Kim Kardashian.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
she said, what?
What is my mom doing?
I'm like, Stas out here knucking and bucking with her family and stuff like that. Right. She randomly getting rest of the week. What's going on? I was dead ass about to go into the DMs. I missed the video.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and give it to Kim because she cleaned up her act and decided who she wanted to vote for, and she made the right fucking choice. Not Donald Trump. Also, she's been serving us looks, aside from those Adidas pants. We're not going to speak on that. but everything else has been a look, and I'm here for it. So she'll get my best of the week.
Listen, they tried Nikki. I'm upset.
I hate.
That ain't funny. I want to fight.
I don't know why y'all are laughing.
That's why you ain't see it. Check the DM.
No, I looked. I don't see anything funny.
That's why I said I ain't fine if I want to fight. Hey, y'all are breaking ribs.
Y'all Twitter voice made it funnier. It reminded me of when Quinn said he saw it remind me of that time when Nikki tried to tell a joke and SB was like, I heard it, but it just wasn't funny, you know. It reminds me of time, you know, when you get blown off. So joke. Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Stas.
I don't have a best of the week.
Oh shit. Okay. My my worst of the week is going to fucking SEPTA because the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transport Authority. Because
I was about to say you smell like a septic tank, bitch.
Same shit, because let me tell you, SEPTA is continuously on some bullshit, and I know everybody's this is like a universal thing that every city's transportation authority is horrible. MTA, NJPAC, SEPTA, whatever the fuck, they're all terrible. But SEPTA really tried me this week, because as I was going to the Beyonce concert, there's this thing at the station by my school, the subway station, where you can
bitch,
they still do tokens. SEPTA still fucking does tokens. They still do tokens. So
they really is them.
Shut the fuck off.
I'm mad she didn't like it because it's accurate. Honestly, truly.
But they've been trying to implement this new card system. So I go down to the fucking station and I put my debit card in and I hit whatever to get a card so I can put some money on it to take the subway. And I'm pressing the shit and the machine won't work. And I look and it says, after such and such date, which was in June, you can't buy a new card. You can only refill old ones. So I was like, bitch. So I had to walk all the way back to a fucking ATM because I didn't have cash because that was my dumbass fault. But still, I had to walk all the way back to an ATM, get money, and then get a fucking get coins to go on the sub. I hate SEPTA. And plus, it's always crowded. And they've been having this shortage lately, so the schedule was off. They were on this temporary schedule, and now they're supposedly getting back to normal schedule. I'll believe it when I fucking see it, because they're always late any goddamn way, so it still won't be regular schedule. I hate SEPTA, and I hope that they just become defunct, and they can find something better to replace it.
Because that sounds so complicated.
It's trash and it's antiquated and all the fucking cars are always like breaking down and the employees are terrible.
I know what.
Like, it's trash.
If Rihanna don't perform Complicated at her tour, I'm gonna be so upset.
Well, honey, the tour is over.
No, I'm mocking Kendall when she said if Rihanna don't perform Complicated during her set. Yeah, and then Rihanna's like, don't come.
Oh. Definitely. But fuck's up, though. Quinn?
My worst of the week is going to, y'all are probably going to be shocked, but I'm giving my worst of the week to Meek Mill.
Yes. A transition.
Because let me tell y'all how I'm fucking done and over. What even is DC for anymore?
Oh, God. All right. Cancel the show.
Is it a gun? Is it a knife?
But, like, that shit was supposed to come out, like, 6 months ago. And here we are. It's supposed to come out last month. Like, officially was supposed to come out in September.
It is supposed to come out last month.
And then all of a sudden it was pushed back to October. So, you know what, girl? Just keep it. We're good. just release Froze.
We can move on.
So we can move on with our lives. But as far as the whole mixtape, girl. Bye, girl.
Well,
bye, girl. Fly, girl. Oh, man, I really know that whole show.
Alex?
My worst of the week is not going to a particular person. It's going to a group of people. And I have beef with all of you so-called carefree people that judge others for being carefree as well.
What?
I don't understand.
Real Twitter specific.
I don't understand how, you know, ever since, you know, Tumblr, you know, threw the word carefree over to Twitter, everybody just, oh, I'm so carefree because, you know, I put a little flower filter over my little head and, you know, I like Solange music.
Okay, but hold then, on. The flower filter is my favorite filter.
Don't I ain't saying nothing about you. This ain't about you. You ain't never claimed to be carefree a day in your life. You just a rude bitch.
Right.
But, you know, y'all, you know, the people get the little flower filter and they be like, oh, I'm so carefree because I got the flower filter, you know, I listen to Solange and stuff like that. But then when it come time to, you know, be around people, it's just, oh, they so loud, oh, they so this and they so that. I thought you were supposed to be carefree. Why are you caring about how other people act?
Right. How you care about how other people are being carefree?
Exactly. So I don't understand. I just feel like if you're going to be carefree, you have to, you know, put that emotion in not care about other people being carefree as well. And if you're going to be, you know, so snobby and stupid and just, oh, 1 minute I'm carefree, the next minute it's just you're getting on my nerve and you're not even talking to me, then you need to drop that title and pick you up that staff title, which is a rude bitch. You know, own your shit and people will love you more for it. That's all I have to say.
Or your place, or your spot.
Stas.
Um, You know, I have several worse. One of my first is going to Twitter. Fuck Twitter. No, my first is going to, you know, you fake fashionistas, these dumb bitches.
It's trying to get the fake side of his stats. That's what it's trying to do.
Huh?
It's trying to get the fake side of his. I'm going at the fake carefree people. You going at the fake fashionistas. We gonna get the fake.
You know, I'm going at the fake fashionistas. You know, the people that this weekend that was going all over about Rihanna and Kim wearing them ugly ass sweatpants. First of all, none of them bitches made breakaway sweatpants. Okay, the NBA will sue y'all around here. Rihanna to go and try to claim fucking breakaway sweatpants. The fuck? How you set trend something that been happening for years? Bitch, I own breakaway sweatpants.
I don't think it was the breakaway sweatpants. I think
it was
sweatpants with the little fishnets, whatever those shits are, the mesh.
No, I specifically seen people talking about the sweatpants. So my other question is, first of all, Puma is not the first with breakaway sweatpants. She was, and Kim was clearly rocking Adidas. Okay, it's clearly a branding thing. Like, y'all obsession with Rihanna being this fashionista. You know, it's cute. She has looks, you know, but she didn't create nothing. You know, like how that tea just dropped today that she don't design shit in Fenty Puma. It's not like it's a surprise. You know, she does the same with her music.
Wow.
But, you know, it's not like, so, you know, the tea's dropping. You know, I'm here picking it up, pouring it in my cup. And I just want y'all to shut the fuck up, because, you know, when Kimberly is in these fashion studios, you know, designing her and Nori, you know, designing the little clothes, you know, where are y'all girls? You know, she just shows up in Paris for the final production, but she's not in the rooms. Let's talk about it. You know, that's all I want to go in on that section. I just feel like y'all should shut up and read or research some shit. Like, how do you give one person credit for some shit that we've been wearing forever that don't even look good? I'm sorry, it didn't look good when Rihanna wore it because it looked like some fucking silk bell bottoms. And it didn't look good when Kim wore it because that is not, like, that didn't fit her body type. I just didn't agree with her. Next, I'm dragging these pussy boys on Twitter. You know, we were having a discussion today about how niggas get their heartbreak in sixth grade. And they say fuck love forever. And this little piss-tailed, stink dread, stink dick-ass boy gonna take the whole thing and switch it. Talking about how girls commit suicide. Talking about how girls don't get over shit. Bitch, that wasn't what we were saying. If you read, we were talking about how niggas get their heart break in sixth grade over some play-play-ass love. And then shut everyone the fuck out to
be... And then, even if, what about these dudes that's out here killing females because they got over them?
Exactly. And we're not even going to discuss that because baby daddies are proven to never let their BMs go.
Right. What they say is facts. Charlamagne say that it's facts that Charlamagne say if your man cheat on you with his baby mom, you just supposed to let it happen because it's supposed to be.
I mean, okay, for example, look at Swaggy P and Iggy. When him and that girl broke up, everyone thought he hated the fuck out of that girl. He got with Iggy. Everyone was commending him for finally getting along. Him and Iggy engaged and the bitch pregnant again. So, you know, niggas and their baby mothers, you know, they don't never let them bitches go. So why the fuck? Anyway, off that topic. Now I'm talking about fuck-ass Paris and their fake-ass police. And how the fuck you let some men pose as police and get my mother robbed? You know, I hope the story is fake, because if it's not, I want Paris. I want the whole whatever it is. Is it a country? What is that? What the fuck is Paris? I want all of Paris inside of France. I want them.
Quadre. Please name the show Ozzy Paris.
Bitch, I want to know how you let men I hope this is fake, you know, because I want to know how you let men pose as cops and rob a bitch. $1 million jewels? $1 million? You know, you're shitty. People talk about how you know, y'all past people, Brett stink, I believe it. You know, y'all don't have good...
I thought it was UK people, because they said UK people...
They say in Paris, too, because a lot of people in Paris smoke.
You know, y'all have more ghettos than America. You're majority poor. You have that cute little, you have that cute little town inside of Paris, and everything else is shitty. You know, y'all teeth are brown, just like the Europeans.
Y'all bitch, eat Paris is nails. Europe. Okay, well,
I mean, British
they're gonna,
people.
They're gonna put a limit on your damn ass for it.
Y'all eat snails and all that nasty shit. So I just might say, fuck.
They is gonna put a limit on your passport. Like, yeah, we could stamp it and tell you you can go there, but we're gonna suggest that you don't go.
I took three years of French, and I always wanted to go to Paris, but I've been like, and now I'm real good on it.
I wanna speak on Courtney, because Courtney, the news is coming back is my mother got robbed
because of her.
Because you took her high-end security. Now I wanna know Courtney. Who are you, Courtney? Why do you need Kim's security, Courtney? Like,
she didn't need Kim's security when she was going clubbing with Quincy.
Who the hell is trying to rob Courtney? I just want to know.
If somebody ever try to rob Courtney, she better pull what Pinky did on that Friday. Come on, man. I got 3 kids, 5 baby daddies. Come on now.
I just want to know, like, who the hell is saying, oh, Kourtney Kardashian, she has so many valuables, let me rob her. And Kourtney's saying, oh shit, I need all the security. Who's thinking that? Like, who's really gonna rob Kourtney? What does Kourtney have that I need?
Guess who ain't leaving somebody side for Solange? Julia.
Bitch. You know,
Solange, I need security. I don't know. I could call somebody for you.
And you know,
unless it's in an elevator. But not even them, really. But
He wasn't even trying to protect her. He was like, listen, listen, Solange, I know you're her sister and all, but you swinging a little bit too close, I'm gonna have to break your arm.
You know, it's just fuck Courtney. You know,
That's my favorite one.
Fuck Courtney.
Courtney's the only one who minds her fucking business.
Her and Kendall. Bitch.
No, she doesn't, because we seen, you know, when it was the Robin China drama, she was all up in the middle of that. So,
but she was in the middle of it telling them that they need to mind their business.
No, she wasn't. It was Kimberly that was trying to keep the peace. Courtney was the one that was like, fuck, I have the evidence.
Fuck, I have the evidence too.
Courtney can't keep a man. You know,
well, she only been with one.
You don't know that. You know, she can't get a man to commit to her. She'll never get a ring, and she needs to hire her own bodyguard.
She didn't want to marry him, right?
She'll still be ringless, Alex.
He's gotten just like Jonathan right now. And that's why Scott will never marry you.
It's the truth. Also, lastly, I want to say, Meek Mill, get the fuck out of my country, or you stay until Tuesday when that hurricane hits. That's all I want to say. You know, he's coming there to ride those stupid bikes. And when he leaves, the natives are going to get locked the fuck up. They'll be in jail during the hurricane. And that's not what they want. So he needs to get the fuck out. Because I don't know who the fuck.
Hopefully he'll get lost there. See, he going to the Bahamas and not taking Nikki.
I hope they lock him up. That's what I hope. I hope, you know, he hits the prime minister's car on one of those bikes, and they lock him the fuck up. Get him and the prime minister the fuck out of here. That's all. Those are my worst.
All right. Well, before we move on to our playlists, I just want to say...
Playlist?
Yes.
Oh.
I just want to say, Solange's album is amazing. And this Twitter nigga who just did a review of it for, I don't know where the fuck he works. He was probably not employed. He sent out a tweet and it says, my review of A Seat at the Table, pros, strong branding, great messages, lyrics. Not great lyrics, just lyrics. And cons, limited vocal range and beat choice, rating 2.5 out of 5. what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this isn't even... Y'all don't... What kind of
review is this? This is for us.
I mean, he's black, but he's a dumb black bitch. Like, what is he talking about? I don't know what the fuck... 2.5 out of 5? Girl, this is one of the best albums of the year. Please die. Anyway,
Everybody just been with these shitty-ass fucking reviews lately. Did you see that one about the Luke Cage one? When they was like, oh, yeah. It's very, what they said, it's like very urban or something like that. It's like centered around urban neighborhoods. And I'm like, the man is black. What did you want to be centered around? Like Lower East Manhattan?
Girl, no shit.
It's a black man. Did you want him to go to cocktails with Chloe in Lower East Side Manhattan? Like, what do you want from him? Of course, he's going to go to the barbershop and get his bald head cut. Like.
Anyway. Playlist time.
Ethnic for me.
All right, Quinn.
Yeah, about that.
See, he thought that the playlist is just like the Blind Idol.
Exactly.
And by the information, rest in peace, you will be missed.
Oh, hold on.
Staff song's gonna be 1, Let My People Go, 2, Freedom, 3, Way Ass That.
Shut the fuck up,
Alex.
My playlist consists of Niggas in Paris.
I'm playing.
That's not it. My first song is Caroline by Aminé.
Yes,
accent on the E, like Beyonce.
Right, let me pull up.
I'm taking it back a little with a classic. What?
Yeah, what I said. Go ahead.
No, we literally didn't.
I asked you to say it again.
TLC.
No. I'm taking it back with a classic by DJ Yola, Ain't Gonna Let Up. You know. Then I wanna pop up Day No for Shawty Low, R.I.P. And then I'm gonna go with Too Much Sauce by Future, you know, that's been in my head for a while. So that's my playlist. Not too much.
Alex.
I want to start off with Pusha Man by Chance the Rapper.
Chance.
Yes. And Girls by Joey Perp. Yeah, I said it right. Dang by Mac Miller. And Caroline by the same person who Stas said. And last but not least, Fruit Punch by, I cannot pronounce this boy name for nothing in the world, K-A-I-Y-D-O. Kato.
I want to give a shout out to Apple Music for this My Favorites mix.
It's a thing.
How do I find that?
It's on the For You section of Apple Music. But I just want, because there are no black people on this playlist.
Yeah. What is all this OG Macko in here?
Bitch. They gave me a playlist with Wake Up Everybody by Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye, Let's Stay Together by Al Green, Stand By Me by Benny King, Motivation by Kelly, Creep by TLC, End of the Road by Boyz II Men, Bitch Forever by Mariah Carey, Jumpin'. So Into You by Tamia. Listen, a playlist.
Listen, they got the wrong.
He Wasn't
Alex.
Man Enough by Toni Braxton. Promise by Tiffany Evans.
I'm upset. They got the wrong Alex. This is not. They didn't make this playlist for me. I must be in somebody else's account. Because why do they got God Provides by Tamla Mann? And then the song above it is The Baddest Bitch in the House by RuPaul.
hold on.
Exactly. So I don't know what the problem
I'm
is.
About. Let me fuck it up. What are y'all in? My favorites mix?
Yes. Yeah.
G Herbo Pain. Windows this is just by America, like, well,
this is,
you know,
this
I guess
maybe me outside of one song actually in my playlist. You know,
it's guy. What is this?
You know, they started me off with Hotline Bling. I'll take it. Then they put Grand Piano, and that's why I
they did what?
Song. Then they put, you know, Sorry, Blame It On Me, cute. Then they put Only One. Then we have Big Girls Don't Cry, a song. Then you have Who's That Girl by Eve. you know, then we have Trap Queen. Then we have Ride With Me, a song, classic. Then we have Live Your Life, Panda, Changes, a song by my father. Then we have, you know, Candy Shop, Hate It or Love It.
Trash.
Watch your mouth.
I did. Trash!
Then we have...
Whoa.
I Got Five on it. He was talking about the state of Philly. He was talking about 50. Then we have Pop That, Roger That, Back Then, Grills, Bad Boy.
Girl!
You know, I'm bad. I'm bad at the way you said it. Roger that. Oh, it sounded like a Nicki lyric. Pop that. Roger that. That's it, Steph?
Right.
Yes, it is.
Well, yes, I'm going to just go ahead and just log out of this person account and put in my information, because this is obviously not my playlist. This playlist is not meant for me.
They also tried the fuck out of me, because they put Before I Let Go by Frankie Beverly and Maze on here. So they basically just called me an old black bitch, but it's fine.
I mean, I don't know. Lie?
You ain't nothing but an old black bitch.
And finally, When I See You by Fantasia, which leads me to our new segment called The All of Shame, dedicated to famous people and famous adjacent people who, for some unknown reason, choose to proudly proclaim that all lives matter.
We're going to be saying rest in peace to this by next week.
No, we won't. Not with all the niggas who love to say all lives matter.
Right.
This week's inductees include season whatever the fuck winner of American Idol, Fantasia Barrino.
And Anthony Collard Greens Hamilton.
Now, Anthony Hamilton said he did not approve that title, so he gets a pass.
But Fantasia
did. What title?
The All Lives Matter, that concert title.
Which his name was on
it.
I know,
his name was on it, but he said after it came, he said, I did not approve the title. It wasn't up.
You know what you call it? It's these, you know, they don't hole in the wall performing people. So he was just like, a check is a check. So they were just like, oh, can you do a show for us? And he was like, I surely can do a show for y'all. And then they probably told him it's like some kind of party or something. Then it was like an All Lives Matter rally. So then that's probably when he was like, oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Y'all ain't say this.
So
ain't gonna be no collard greens there. They know All Lives Matter rally,
right?
And y'all know Fantasia can't read anyway, so she don't know what the fuck that sign said.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, how did I know Anthony Hamilton said that he didn't know. How did he get out to claim Fantasia did? And she said it was cool with her.
Yes. She did this live stream sitting next to, I think it was her husband or her man, somebody. Girl, it was her man. And she said, you know, she basically said all lives matter. So she basically doubled down. I don't have the quote in front of her or in front of me. But Freudian slip. But yeah, she doubled down. So yes, she gets worse of the fucking week. Or whatever segment this is. All of shame. And also, Brody Jenner, who isn't even that fine anymore, so I don't really feel bad about doing this, but...
He was never fine. Just putting that out there.
You know, well, he had his moments.
He did apologize. You know, I mean, not to take up for him, but he did apologize.
Too little, too late.
You just said All Lives Matter just for even saying it. You get on the list.
Right. And these two join such people, you know, Fetty Wap, J-Lo, and a host of others.
Okay, time out, because you got to take Fetty Wap off the list because he said he didn't know.
And I said what I said.
If Brody Jenner's staying on the list, Fetty Wap has to stay on the list as well.
He said all he was thinking about was his kids at the moment. That's all he was thinking about.
I said what I said.
That he could have said, my kids' lives matter.
Imagine that. I would die. That is real black.
Quadra, why did you just emphasize I?
I think you were about to say I said, but I was too busy talking about Quinn.
Quinn caught it.
Oh, you know what? Bye. Steph, grab my bag. Get my $10 million on chain. Make sure it's Quinn. Don't snatch it.
Did y'all see the video of that nigga getting his chain?
Chain snatch?
Yes.
Yes. So easily. I just came so right off. He said, man, my granny gave me that chain.
I hate you. He gonna cry when he get in the car.
Oh, niggas are trifling.
Very.
It's that season. Oh. It's the most terrifying time of the year.
This time of year is lit.
Niggas is getting rocked from left to right. Changes being
it's candy
snatched
corn
on site.
Season, honey.
We need to.
That's canceled. Let's
we
move
need to
on to something that matters.
Real Housewives of Atlanta trailer, you know.
Oh, bitch. Yes. How could we forget? You know, I'm the RHOA correspondent, honey.
RHOA and the KKK click. candy.
Candy coated.
Click. Candy coated click.
Oh, my gosh. The Chateau Charest is finally finished.
Done.
Before I send this tweet, where the fuck is Syria? Because I'm about to say fucking.
Oh God,
where is
go.
Syria?
Here we go.
It's not in France, I'll tell you that.
Oh Lord.
Fuck Syria.
What did Syria do?
I wish the media was shaking up about the bombings in Syria and how innocent children are dying.
Oh,
like, with Kim K getting robbed. Fuck them!
But even when Kim K didn't get robbed, we were still praying for Paris and stuff like that. So how can they even, like, try it again?
Pray for
try
Paris.
Try again, motherfucker.
Pray for the Paris.
What does Syria do for me?
Right.
Bitch, anyway. What are we doing? Oh, Real Housewives.
Y'all, how the hell is it illegal for Donald Trump to not pay his taxes since 1995? I got questions.
That nigga, how much did they say he... Anyway, you know what? Let's not even go into it.
Yeah, let's not.
Quinn, Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah. So, Chateau Charest is finally complete.
Finally.
We even got a little tour on the inside. Wait.
Time out.
Where's the furniture?
Time out, because what Crystal on the read, they said, don't swing around that corner too fast. You're going to end up face first into Charest house.
Oh, my God.
It's a very nice Home Depot display.
It looks like it's a cute... You know, a cute home or whatever.
Barbie dream house, yes.
I wonder if she invited Andy for tea yet.
You know.
And Candy's tea finally gets spilled thanks to fan favorite and queen, Portia.
Fan favorite. Well.
I said what I said.
I mean, I like
that. She dragged Kenya, so yeah. But...
mm-hmm. Until they put Marlo on the cast officially, yeah, Portia would be my fan favorite. Oh no, Phaedra still got a feed. Phaedra done gave me too many quotes. Go away from me with this Apollo.
Exactly. But I'm disappointed in Cynthia. She's back.
She's a really cool dancer.
Boogie to the groove. Really?
She's got the
moving to the group. Okay, hello. Oh my gosh. But Cynthia's back in the take these fuck niggas back group. Her and Peter have allegedly rekindled, because you know the girls have went on their girls trip to Maui, and Peter was there, and they were all hugged up and flicking it up for the cameras together. So she's back on the list of take my fuck nigga back, I guess.
Well, girl, I guess it'll be a cute season.
Yes.
And Marlo on that being messy. Candy, is it true you're a lesbian?
Wait. What happened with Kenya and Matt?
Oh, yes. He's fucking crazy. You thought Apollo was crazy.
I knew he was crazy from that moment. When he acted all like that just because of a joke that they was making about him, and because they said, oh, what you call it? You that young and you ain't got no, I mean, you that old and you ain't got no kids, something wrong. He wanted to sit there and fight everybody in the building because they said that. I'm like,
oh, yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. So he then kicked her garage in and all this other shit.
And it's sad because the garage probably just went up.
The paint hasn't even dried yet.
Right.
Somebody said this is why
it probably doesn't even work with a remote yet. Like
they haven't even put the motor in.
Y'all, I'm sorry. Somebody said this is why everybody needs them a Julius. Get you a security guy that will jump over the Great Wall of China to intercept a crazy nigga.
Exactly.
Well,
but yes, I mean, hey,
when does the season start?
November 6th.
That's too far. They could have kept that trailer.
Maybe they'll release some more moments.
I was about to say, you already know, like Fresh said, they do like 25,000 episodes per season.
They do. Their seasons are like 6 months long. Like, for real.
And it'd be the same shit every season.
Wait, because yeah. I really want to... Isn't it like 25 episodes per season or something like that?
Yeah.
They swear they're like a sitcom. Doing like regular ass seasons. But...
Okay, last season was...
Last season actually was surprisingly good. Better than I thought it was going to be.
Last season was 21. This new season will start on November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
The season before that was 25.
Like, girl, how do y'all squeeze 25 episodes out of this shit?
And the season before that was 26.
Girl.
They pretty much film all damn year.
Ta-da.
And we still don't know if Nene's going to be on the season at all.
Yeah, they're probably going to keep that part. Because they're probably still filming.
Probably
gonna keep that part for.
According to my sources, they still have 5 months of filming left to do. I'm assuming that includes the reunion.
Oh no. Well, I hope it's good. I'll be watching.
It looks like it might be.
It looks like it might be.
But I like the fact that this season they got like all of the stories that we like heard about, like with Kenya and Matt and Phaedra and that crazy guy bringing the grenade and Portia and Candy. Like, they just really got the tea this season.
Yeah. I also hope that there's a gentle winter in Atlanta so shelter Sheree doesn't blow away in the wind, but.
I wonder if she's... I'm just ready to hear all the jokes, like, about her house.
You can hug.
About Sheree.
You can hug I am the big bad wolf, and I can huff and puff and
That's Nene.
There goes Chateau Charest.
I saw it on the television.
Wait, what she say? The moose is speaking. Yes, she is.
What did they ask Kenya last season? Is that moldy? Yeah. That took me out.
Oh my god.
Everybody from Real Housewives of Atlanta get it by their house except for like Phaedra and Candy.
Right.
Cause
right.
Nene, you got Nene. Where's the furniture, Nene?
You know, Cynthia, that house Cynthia was in last season, they've been in that house forever.
Forever.
Like, since she first got on the show.
Nigga, her child was probably conceived in that house.
I was like, damn, girl.
You know, if you get a house that works for you, you stay there.
I was just about to say.
You're right.
You know, with all them bar ones closing down, bar nuns closing down, you know, she ain't gonna try to invest in too much more the other things.
Right.
But yes. All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of Grown Folks Business. You can follow me on Twitter at QKFman. Alex. Quinn.
I can be found on Twitter at Sir Slays a Lot.
Alex.
You can follow me on Twitter at PHARRELL.
Bitch.
Oh, that's not his Twitter name. Never mind. Don't follow me on there.
At Pharrell, is it Pharrell's Twitter name? Who has it?
No.
He was trying to give them a row.
Oh, no, it is his Twitter name. He ain't had a blue, he ain't have his check mark. They had snatched it back for a minute. Yeah, follow me on that.
This Abby looks terrible. He look like, what's the nigga from, shit. Who cussed Charlamagne out?
Oh, Moesha dude.
Fredo Star?
Yes. That's who Pharrell looked like in this Abby.
Okay. Oh, he do kind of look like him.
That's sad.
Right.
Wait, hold on. I want to see. Girl. All he's missing is the tattoos.
That's a mess.
I don't like it.
Stas?
Yeah,
Where can the listeners follow you?
Oh, you can follow me on Snapchat at STACEEDIOR. But please, kindly let me know before you do it so I can decide if I want to add you back or not.
Right, I be hating when people like random. Even though I like, tell them to follow me, I wish they would like tell me that they let follow me. Know. Right. Because I'd be like, who are these people? And it like is completely unrelated to their Twitter name. And sometimes they don't even have a picture. And I'm just like, I don't know you girls.
Right. And then I just have to remove them as my friend.
And that's so time consuming. Like to add them, try to view their story, and then delete them.
Cause... Let me tell you, niggas' stories be long, too. Like,
I only watch like five people's.
Kiki Palmer have you up in that tapping forever.
Okay, but I blame you for having Kiki Palmer.
That's why. Why do you have Kiki? I still have China. I need to delete her.
Same. I just deleted Heather the other day. I need to. Go down my contacts.
Heather Sanders.
I finally unfollowed Black China. I didn't watch a story from her since her and Heather Sanders was going back and forth.
All China be on Snapchat selling like. Tummy tea and just
you know, nail polish Instagram and
flow. I'd be like, girl,
honey, this
was I'm so upset. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood on my TV, and Ray J got on this, whatever the hell this is, about his scooter bikes. And I thought it was a Red Lobster uniform at first.
You know what?
I think I look too fast.
Y'all see that video that was going around of when him and that other dude, I can't remember his name right now. Was in the barbershop, the one that go with Brandy.
Mm-mm.
I can't remember his name, but they was in the barbershop getting their hair cut, but
oh,
like,
yeah.
The dude that was cutting his hair, like, wasn't even cutting his hair. Like, it looks so fucking fake. Like, he had the scissors moving by the side, but he wasn't cutting anything. Like,
did the barbershop look real? Or was it like a Madea playset?
It was actually what you call it, that Kim Kimble shop.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Oh, was it? I know that girl who was doing the dude hair, Brandy dude hair. She's on that Kim Kimble show, but she got fired, so I don't know if she bought her back or what.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Right.
These niggas.
I'm still mad at that Brandy versus Brandy meme.
Has she gotten any less bitter lately? Is she?
Nope.
Is it, okay, well.
The single Brandy?
Yes.
Brandy and Monica were supposed to be this weekend.
Doing what?
Scrapping.
It's Black Pride, so they like both had events here.
Of course they did. y'all know Black Pride, this is no shade. But they love booking
C-list celebrities.
I was going to say, like, the girls from the 90s, and, you know, like, they love a TLC or a Lil Mo or a...
Right, because TLC and Jodeci is supposed to be coming here, like, right down the street from my house in, in December. And I'm low-key thinking about...
TLC is going to... You better, Listen. you already know what you got to do.
I'm low key thinking about going. I think I might be messy two times. I'm gonna be messy about one, trying to get T-Boss and Dalvin back together, and then two, I'm gonna be like, okay, now that that's done, and you told me it won't be no chance in that. When the album at? Chilly, you right here sleeping with Nick Cannon. I need to know what album going now. Gotta get no distributor.
Where's the album, Chilly?
That's how I'll be backstage too, with this little cord microphone that Quadrant got me with it all up in their face.
Where should I be plugged in or nothing?
Right, I'm gonna keep my hands, what you call it, my hands folded so they don't see it's the cord attached to it. What album at? Hitting them all in the face with my call. What album at?
Say, hey, can you step into the shade room?
Hey, what's up, y'all? We just got cussed out by this little boy over here, but our name is TLC, and we just stepped into a grown folks' business.
Oh my God.
You hit me all in the back. Because y'all playing with these people money. That's the problem right there.
Since we're talking about their asses, I might as well
do the countdown.
Yes.
10, 9, 8.
I lost my shit when she. Anyway. A song. Oh, let's see. A year, 7 months, 1 week, 4 days, 23 hours, 51 minutes, and, or excuse me, 52 minutes now. So, yeah.
Apparently, we're not supposed to care about how long it's taking with the album, because they said it took Frank Ocean 4 years to make a masterpiece.
And we didn't have to pay for that.
And I'm just like, girl, I done heard albums that's been put out way quicker, that was way better.
And girl, one of the TLC stands, yes, they still exist, tried to get me together in my mentions, being the key word, talking about, oh, you're going to look like a fool in January of 2017 or in 2017. I was like, girl, okay. I didn't even respond. Because guess what? You know when I'm going to respond? In 2017, when the album ain't out. That's when I'll respond. And see who looks boo-boo the fucking fool then.
But where's your music? When your name is on the chart, that's when I'll respond.
I refuse to give these girls any more free promo.
You remember
Gucci Mane just got out of jail and finna put out his second album in the same damn year, and we still ain't got the TLC album.
They about to go into jail.
For fraud.
You remember when that TLC fan told us to get out his mentions because we was laughing at them saying that the album is really coming?
Which time?
It was right. The time when they was like, oh, the album. No, it was like a fan that was like, oh, the album is coming. They getting them a distributor right now, and they said that the album be coming out real soon. And then we was in the mentions. It was me, you, Staz, and Quinn. We was dying, and they're like, okay, you can leave our mentions now.
Yeah, they were upset.
Oh well, they need to be upset about the album, but
we got dismissed.
Far be it from me to try to get y'all, your music that you want to hear so badly.
Exactly.
I'm only doing this for you, the TLC fans. We're only doing this for you.
Honestly, I came back for you.
But we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.